Welcome to the Adidas Football Podcast. Today we have a very special guest with us, Pierluigi Collina. What's been your experience of Warsaw so far?
It has been a very good experience. We are here since the day 4th of June, preparing the kickoff that will be later on today. We worked a lot, not only during the last days here in Warsaw. We worked during the workshop we had here at the end of April, beginning of May, and also during all the time since the referees were selected at the end of December 2011. So, again, for the time being, everything is fine.
You said to UEFA earlier in the year, everything is important, everything can be decisive. With that said, what approach do you have, what have you advised the referees to take during this tournament?
The referees are aware that they have to be prepared, they have to be ready to deal with such an important competition like the Euro is. It's the main competition for national team, so it is something that they know. It is something that they know that they have to be ready, to be prepared. So certainly they get all what they could do to be here fit, because of course a referee is also an athlete, so they have to be fit. They got all the information possible about the teams in terms of tactics, in terms of attitude, in terms of everything. They have to be 100% prepared. They cannot be surprised by anything. So this is what I told them. This is the biggest advice we as the referee committee members we can give them.
What do you think makes a good referee?
It's quite complicated to say it. Certainly it's a mix of things, but at the end of the day, without working very hard, you cannot be at the top. This is something very well known by our referees. I'm very happy because we are demanding more and more. During the last years, we introduced new things to be dealt with. I can tell you that the first thing they did when they came back here in Warsaw, after 1 month from the workshop they had before, they went through a weighing monitoring, so they had to show that they are in a good shape, because also being in a good shape is fundamental. If you are an athlete, you need all the things an athlete needs.
And you say that a good rapport between referees and players is important. How do you see the dynamic of that relationship playing out?
Having good relationship between players and referees makes referees' job and also players' job easier. So this is very important. The players here and the referees here know each other very well, because most of them played in a club competition like Champions League and the Europa League. All of them played the qualifying rounds towards the Euro 2012. So all these referees are normally officiating matches in Champions League, in Europa League, and also in national teams. So they know each other very well. I'm sure that the relations on the field of play would be very, very good, that they were recently in all UEFA competition. And again, this makes not only the referee's job, but also the player's job definitely easier.
How important do you think good press relations are for a referee?
We live in a world where image is very important. So it's not only a matter to be good, it's also a matter to seem good. That's why I say that there are other things to be considered in the referee's preparation. I said before, being in good shape is also good for the image. But again, I'm always convinced that even image is important. It's much more important the product. You cannot sell something only because the packaging. You need a very good product inside. So what we would like to have is having a well-prepared referee, very reliable referee. in order to guarantee the Euro the best referees possible.
And there are going to be a lot of people watching this tournament at home on television. What advice could you give to a viewer about watching a game from a referee's perspective?
Sometimes it's difficult to understand how it's difficult the job of the referee. From television, you have 34 cameras shooting the match, so you have many chance of viewing the same incident from different angle of vision, even with the slow motion, or even with the super slow motion. The referee has only two eyes and one second or less than 1 second to see something without any chance to have any replay. So maybe sometimes people should more understand how is difficult the referee's job.
What do you see as the difference between refereeing, say, a domestic game and an international game?
Normally, players, when they play with the national team, they are, they know that they represent their country, their nation, so normally they behave, better, particularly in competition like Euro. They want to show really their best. So I'm sure that it would be the same during the Euro 2012.
You said that image is extremely important for a referee. Do you think that your image on the pitch reflects the person that you are off the pitch as well?
Always. You cannot play as an actor on the field of play. It's almost impossible, particularly in such an important moment like a football match at this level is. I cannot imagine that someone could be absolutely different from how he is off the field. He would be a very good actor, and then maybe it would be better for him to play as an actor in a movie.
Do you get excited before the games?
Always. Always. This is part of the passion. Without passion, you cannot do something, and if you are passionate for something, you are also excited.
You've refereed many major finals. What was your experience of that, and how would you brief a referee going into an experience like that?
For the time being, we are thinking about the opening game. So let's see the final in the second moment. Okay?
Okay. Thank you to Pierluigi for joining us. There's plenty more to come. To get it easily, hit the follow or subscribe button and you'll get the podcast when you wake up. You can tweet at Adidas Football, #Unleash. Until tomorrow, this is the Adidas Football Podcast.